as the lines unraveled, I saw a man who could laugh about his scars. He said, I got Shanghai'd in Vegas by a painted woman. I got hogtied by a redhead in Ohio. I got derailed by a dancer down in Dallas. He said, women gonna be the death of me. But what a way to go. Once tickled his fancy and backed it up with $100 smile. He laughed about that Madame Rue. She was into voodoo, a little weird, but she always drove him wild. He said, I got tongue-tied by a teacher in Tallahassee.
Country 1430 AM stereo. WRDN. Durand, Downsville, Pepin. And 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Tens of thousands of Boeing machinists are on strike after widely rejecting a contract endorsed by the company and union leaders. This Boeing machinist.
If they can pay a CEO $33 million a year, is that the best they can really do?
Boeing offered a 25% raise over 4 years. That's well short of the union's demand. Former President Trump.
As everyone saw 2 nights ago, we had a monumental victory over comrade Kamala Harris in the presidential debate.
Saying he won't debate Harris again, and he unveiled a new plan to eliminate taxes on overtime pay. Cleanup in Louisiana after what was Hurricane Francine left behind significant damage and triggered widespread flooding. Topic Ukraine, as British Prime Minister Keir Starmer visits President Biden at the White House today. They're considering loosening restrictions on Kyiv using Western missile hardware to strike deeper into Russia. This is ABC News. Firefighters used 50,000 gallons of water to put out the flaming battery of a Tesla semi-truck.
The Tesla big rig lithium-ion battery fire happened after a crash a month ago on Interstate 80 near Emigrant Gap, California, says the National Transportation Safety Board. A Tesla employee was driving, not hurt. Firefighters say the fire reached 1,000 degrees Fahrenheit. Aircraft dropped firefighting chemicals on the area around the truck. The highway was closed for 15 hours for the batteries to cool down. The NTSB says after investigating, it'll issue safety recommendations.
ABC's Chuck Sievertson. Justin Timberlake set to appear in a New York courtroom today. Sources say the pop star will plead guilty to driving while intoxicated in the Hamptons last June. He's expected to pay a fine. New York Governor Kathy Hochul is getting a small skin cancer removed from her nose today. And they're handing out the Emmy Awards Sunday night. Father and son Dan and Eugene Levy hosting the ceremony, airing live on ABC. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Don't miss incredible deals at Macy's One Day Sale today. Save on what you need to get ready for cooler weather. with limited time specials so good they won't last. Like fall cardigans, 40% off. Shoes for her, 30 to 50% off. And reversible comforters, 60 to 70% off. Plus, Macy's Star Rewards members earn rewards on every purchase except gift cards, services, and fees. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
I got my shit together.
I got my shit together.
I got my shit together.
Just say it. You can get your shots together too. Your COVID-19 shot and your flu shot at the same visit as recommended by the CDC.
I got my shots together.
Ask your healthcare provider about getting this season's COVID-19 shot when getting your flu shot if you're due for both.
Are you getting your shit together?
Sponsored by Pfizer.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Ted Ayllon. Police are searching for a Milwaukee man for the death of a Kenosha woman and her unborn child. 25-year-old Lawrence Franklin Jr. was charged Thursday with two first-degree homicide charges for allegedly shooting Amaya Prather in the head last week. Prather was 8 months pregnant at the time. The Wisconsin Elections Commission will ask the legislature to fund a new office focused on election transparency. Commission Administrator Megan Wolf says election officials around the country are facing increased demands regarding transparency. If approved, the new office would focus on audits and voter accessibility. And the Wisconsin Department of Health Services encourages getting vaccinated ahead of the respiratory illness season. The CDC forecasts a milder season than last year. The agency hopes to improve on last year's numbers, when about 35% of Wisconsinites got the flu vaccine and 19% got the COVID vaccine.
Calling all moms looking for a great part-time job. Moms across Wisconsin are bringing home a great paycheck without paying for childcare. Join the Mom Army at Copeson and bring your child to work. Be a positive influence and help get the kids in your community to school. Copeson Buses has immediate openings. Find out how you can join the Mom Army at Copeson. Visit Copeson.com. That's K-O-B-U-S-S-E-N.com for more information and to find a Copeson terminal near you.
The people at your Touchstone Energy Cooperative wear many hats. Your customer service rep might also coach at the local middle school. Or some of our line workers are also volunteer firefighters. It's true. We take pride in serving our members. That's why you'll find us helping out in our community. Because we not only work here, we live here.
Pierce Pepin Cooperative Services and Dunn Energy are your Touchstone Energy Cooperatives, your source for power and information.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips that you plan in advance, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends for which you make a group chat 3 months before so that nobody or anything is missing? Or your daughter's first birthday party. You planned it with such dedication that instead of the first, it felt like her quince's. The same way you plan each detail for those moments. Start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Protecting your family is the best plan you can make. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, mostly sunny, highs in the low 80s. Showers and storms are possible tonight, lows around 62. For Saturday, mostly cloudy, 77, with a chance of showers and storms. Saturday night, mostly cloudy, 63. Mostly sunny Sunday, highs near 83. For Monday, chance of showers and storms, a high near 82. Tuesday, mostly sunny at 82.
It's 60 at our studios.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
I got
A little routine I like. A blue ocean view, free to go with the flow anywhere that I wanted to. But the moment you set foot on my shore, that's when I knew there's a difference in living and living well. That I had it good as it could be. From the back of my deck, caught a fish, caught a breeze, and a thousand red sunsets. But sitting here with you, girl, I just saw the best one yet. There's a difference in living and living well. You can't have it all by yourself. Something's always missing till you share it with someone else. There's a difference in living and living well. My sky a deeper blue. My nights are sweeter when I'm with you. There's a difference in living and living well. You can't have it all by yourself. Someone else. There's a difference in living. I thought I was living. There's a difference in living and living well. Living well. I'm living well.
Boy, they're biting today. One big country star after another. Real Country 1430.
Jacob was a dirt poor farm boy, raised at the fork in the road in a clapboard house. Rachel was a land baron's daughter, born with a
silver spoon in her mouth. Her daddy said he wouldn't stand Rachel to waste her life with a common man. He tried hard to keep them apart, but you can't draw lines in a young girl's heart. So late one night by the harvest moon, Jacob climbed a ladder up to Rachel's room. He knew his place, it was right beside her. Step by step up to her world, head over heels for a brown-eyed girl. And getting caught didn't seem to matter, 'cause heaven was waiting at the top of Jacob's ladder. Be 5 years September since her daddy found a letter and a note on her windowsill. Swore he'd never forgive them. Nothing melts a heart like a grandchild will. Now she climbs up on his knee, says, "Grandpa, tell a story, the one about me." He thinks back and his eyes shine, says, "Listen, child, once upon a time." Late one night by the harvest moon, your daddy climbed the ladder to your mom's room. He knew his place, it was right beside her. Step by step up to her world, head over heels for my little girl. And here you are, that's all that matters, 'cause heaven was waiting at the top of Jacob's ladder. Oh, and an angel was waiting at the top of Jacob's ladder.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN. Mark Wills, Jacob's Ladder, here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report on this Friday morning. Good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins. Temperatures low to mid-50s across the region this morning, mid-80s today. We have our ag weather forecast on the way this hour. Also this hour in our Newsmaker segment, Chad Smith will be in talking about the Farm Bill. Will we actually see a Farm Bill this year? And we'll have more with Chad here coming up in our Newsmaker segment. A reminder program note, we will not have tonight's Durand, Arkansas Regis boys football game on the radio. It will not be on the radio. It will not be on our video streaming service. If you want to watch the game, you're going to either have to attend the game in person or use the Durand, Arkansas School District's In the Huddle page. And there is a link to that on the Durand, Arkansas School District's Facebook page as well. I am in La Crosse currently and getting ready for my daughter's wedding this afternoon. And we are also, for family members that aren't able to attend, we are doing a video stream for that. And so all of the equipment is down here in La Crosse. And again, congratulations to my daughter on her big day today. So again, a reminder that we will not have tonight's Durand, Arkansas Regis boys football game on the radio or on our streaming video service. You have only two ways, and that's go to the game in person, or you can try to watch it on the Durand, Arkansas School District's In the Huddle page. You can find that link at the Durand, Arkansas School District's Facebook page or the website. Coming up, we have today's Dairy Radio Now here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Every tractor owner knows that support and service after the sale is what makes a good tractor company great. That's what you can count on from LS Tractor. An extensive dealer network gives you convenient access to genuine LS Tractor factory parts and factory-trained technicians, keeping you in the tractor, not in the waiting room. Schedule your service with Synergy Co-op, your LS Tractor certified service center. LS Tractor, simply more.
Rural Dairy Expo presents the Golden Age of Dairy, October 1st through the 4th in Madison. Just as sound and technicolor ushered in the golden age of film, so too are modern technologies propelling the dairy industry forward.
Consider all the largest dairy-focused trade show in the world offers and connect with industry friends and experts. It's World Dairy Expo in Madison. For more information and to purchase your tickets today, just visit worlddairyexpo.com. That's worlddairyexpo.com.
This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker. Feed Form Friday.
With Dr. Mike Hutchins, Professor Emeritus from the University of Illinois. Hello, Mike.
Well, welcome to today's Feed Form, and our topic is going to be truth about microtoxins. And this is recently presented at a webinar by Paige Goddard from DSM. And be well aware, our listeners, that microtoxins are kind of a secondary metabolite. In other words, molds do not require this to grow, but it tends to serve as a protection mechanism for the mold itself. There are well over 100 different microtoxins have been identified. Some companies will analyze anywhere from 19 to 37 of these here. And the first one that caught a lot of attention was the 1960s was aflatoxin because of its carcinogenic effect it can have on humans and transfers into the milk. We look at microtoxins. Dr. Page said there are two groups. One is what we call field microtoxins, which means that the microtoxins are actually growing in the field. And the best example is ergot. If you've ever seen ergot growing on small grain heads, you'll know what I mean. Another group would be those that grow in storage, if conditions are right. Aflatoxin would be an excellent example of one that falls in that category. So she mentioned a number of different myths. So let's go through these quickly for our listeners. All molds produce microtoxins. That's not true. Some molds do not produce it, does not affect animals as well. But when molds are growing on feed, it reduces the nutrient content of the feed and can impact palatability. Myth number two, if you don't see mold, there is no microtoxin. And that's wrong, Bill, because the microtoxin is microscopic in size. You just cannot see it very easily. Myth number three ties into that, and that is a visual inspection. So if you can't see it, it can't be there. But remember, there's going to be hot spots. And certainly if you see broken seeds, discoloration, you might be concerned about that, and that's why a lot of the export companies will screen grains before put them through a sieve to get rid of the broken seed. Myth number four says that it only occurs in grain and byproducts. It's wrong. It can also pop up in oils and silages, pasture, grass conditions, straw, and hay as far as that goes. Myth number five, poor storage conditions will always cause molds and microtoxin. The answer is yes, they are at higher risk. So proper storage, regulating moisture content of the grain, humidity, and temperature are going to be factors as well. There are risks that will occur with storage. Number six, fungicide will completely prevent microtoxins. And again, that is an incorrect statement. It has to be very specific and put on at the correct time. Myth number seven, well, if I've got high-yielding crops this year, there will be no molds or microtoxin, and that's incorrect. Even though we may have big crops this year in the Midwest, just doesn't mean that we may not have some risks of microtoxins depending on the growing conditions. Number eight is nine go together. Easy to predict. In other words, animals will tell you. If there's microtoxins, animals will give you signs. Remember, some of the signs of microtoxins include lower dry matter intake and loose feces. And remember, there's lots of things in the farm that can cause that as well. Myth number 10, ruminants are not affected. And that is incorrect. Ruminants do knock out some of the microtoxins by the rumen microbes, but of course some of it gets through and therefore can cause problems. Myth number 11, nothing can be done if you have microtoxins, and that's incorrect. We can discard that, especially if it's like in the surface of a bunker silo. We can dilute it down with clean feed. We can use binders to deactivate it as well. And finally, binders are always effective, and the answer is no, that's not true. It depends a little bit on which binder you're using and how high the contamination is. One commercial company will go in and add two or three times the normal level for 2 weeks and then reduce it back. So our take-home messages include that microtoxins are going to be risks, Bill. Number two, there are management and monitoring things we can do on the farm. And binders and silage inoculants are good risk reducers. Thanks. Have a great day.
Thank you, Mike. That's Dr. Mike Hutchins, Professor Emeritus from the University of Illinois, featured every Friday here on our Feed Forum Friday on Dairy Radio Now. Switching from feeding our cows to feeding humans.
This year, food shoppers have been seeing grocery prices each month either remaining stubbornly steady or going up. However,
grocery prices fell by 0.1% in August.
Yes, they fell. Not a huge drop, but USDA economist Megan Schweitzer told us it's a good sign for consumers.
This is the first time that we've seen grocery prices decline in 2024. there's been demand from consumers and pressure in retailers on manufacturers to sort of keep prices from rising even further. And so that, along with other factors such as lower energy and gas prices, have helped to slow rising costs.
Our thanks to USDA Radio's Gary Crawford for that report. And I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.
It's common knowledge that after age 30, our metabolism changes. We have less energy and gain weight easier. There's a way to feel better, not in years or months, but sometimes in just days.
I'm Chuck Norris. I tried everything. Working with a team of health experts, we came up with Morning Kick. Morning Kick is a revolutionary new formula that combines all my favorite supplements into one daily drink.
Morning Kick has probiotics to help you lose weight, prebiotics for digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, and powerful anti-aging supplements. It'll help you feel youthful, energized, and helps manage stress.
I look and feel better than I have in years.
Go to roundhouseprovisions.com, use code SAVE, or text SAVE to 511-511 and claim 40% off. Roundhouseprovisions.com, code SAVE.
Every purchase comes with our 90-day money-back guarantee. You could be feeling these changes within just a couple of days.
Text SAVE to 511-511.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
I woke up early this morning around 4 a.m. with the moon shining bright as headlights on the interstate. I pulled the covers over my head and tried to catch some sleep, but thoughts of us kept keeping me awake. Ever since you found yourself in someone else's arms, I've been trying my best to get along, but that's okay, there's nothing left to say but take your records, take your freedom, take your memories, I don't need them. Take your space and take your reasons, but you'll think of me. And take your cat and leave my sweater, 'cause we have nothing left to weather. In fact, I feel a whole lot better, but you'll think of me. Went out driving, trying to clear my head. I tried to sweep out all the ruins that my emotions left. I guess I'm feeling just a little tired of this, and all the baggage that seems to still exist. It seems the only blessing I have left to my name, not knowing what we could have been, what we should have been. So take your records, take your freedom, take your memories, I don't need them. Take your space and take your reasons, but you'll think of me. And take your cat and leave my sweater, 'cause we have nothing left to weather. In fact, I feel a whole lot better, but you'll think of me. Someday I'm gonna run across your mind, but don't worry, I'll be fine. I'm gonna be alright while you're sleeping with your pride, wishing I could hold you tight. I'll be over you and on with my life. So take your records, take your freedom, take your memories, I don't need them. Take your cat and leave my sweater, 'cause we have nothing left to weather. In fact, I'll feel a whole lot better with you think of me. So take your records, take your freedom, take your memories, I don't need them. Take your space and all your reasons, but you think of me. And take your cat and my sweater, 'cause we got nothing left to weather. In fact, I'll feel a whole lot better, but you think of me, you think of me.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Keith Urban and You'll Think of Me here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report. On this Friday morning, good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins, 59 in downtown Durand. Let's take a look at markets from overnight and yesterday. Early this morning in the milk markets, October milk steady at 23.82. November down 3 to 23.15. December and January not traded. December at 22.10. January at 20.77. Cheese markets yesterday, barrels were up 5 to 243.5. 40-pound blocks down 3.5 to 228. 2-trade a barrel, 4-trade a block on the day. Cash butter down 9 to 308.5. 12 trades on the day. Grade A nonfat dry milk down a quarter to 139.5. 19 trades on the day. Dry whey steady at 59 and no trades on the day. Expect live cattle and feeder cattle markets to be mixed today. Hogs could also turn a little mixed as well. Moderate to active buyer support developed and held across the live cattle and feeder cattle markets. Thursday's WASD report presented mixed results but remain overall positive for post-trade activity. Hog futures, though, slipped lower and limited, but a defensive trade activity, even though there was some positive export inspection news here from earlier in the week. October live cattle opened the day at 178.02, December 178.60, February 179.60, September feeder cattle open at 242.05, October 239.75, November 235.47. October hogs open the day at 78.90, December 71.55, February at 75.20. Chicago Board of Trade this morning, corn, soybeans, and wheat all mostly higher in reaction to the WASD report from yesterday. Really not too many big surprises, a little bit of lower corn yield being reported in the report, but really overall no big surprises, but the trade is moving grain prices higher this morning. September corn up 4.5 to 390 and three quarters, December up 3.75 to 409 and three quarters, March up 3.25 to 427 and three quarters, new crop 25 up 2 to 447 and a quarter. September beans are steady at 991 and a half. November up 2.5 to 1013 and a quarter. January up 2 to 1031 and a half. New crop 25 up 1 to 1061 and a half. October soybean meal this morning up $1.20 to 320.10. October soybean oil down 27 cents to 40.06. Chicago wheat, September steady at 563, December up 9 and 3 quarters to 588 and a quarter. Minneapolis wheat, September steady at 594 and a quarter, and December up 7 to 628 and 3 quarters. Energy markets higher this morning. October crude oil up 64 cents to 69.61. November up 55 cents to 68.70. Meanwhile, October gas up 3 cents to $1.95. while November up 2 cents to $1.92. That is a check of markets, national markets. Local markets are next. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
You've paid top dollar for that new truck. Protect your investment with a new fabric spray-on bedliner from Osseo Plastics and Supply. A fabric bedliner protects your truck from rust and corrosion, and the permanent protective bond protects your truck from scratches. The anti-skid feature keeps your cargo from sliding around. The eye-catching bedliner looks factory installed, conforms to your accessories, and will increase your resale value of your truck. Find out how a fabric spray-on bedliner can work for you. Visit osseoplastics.com for more information.
Farmers, now's the time to apply lime to your fields from Lamb Ag Services. Lime reduces soil acidity, improves soil structure, promotes root growth, and improves crop yields. Lamb Ag Services sources lime from area quarries and offers straight or variable rates to match your field's soil needs. When you call Lamb Ag Services, there's no middleman. They answer the phone and do the work on your farm. Call Brian at 715-279-0267 for your lime application needs with Lamb Ag Services.
Well, now, which would you rather have? World-class seed genetics and traits, or seed that's been tested and proven to yield in your area? Well, with Pioneer, you get both, plus the support of a dedicated local team. For the unbeatable combination of elite seed genetics, local knowledge and insights, and rigorous local testing, contact the team at Bowers Seeds and Service, your local authorized Pioneer sales representative serving the Durand area. At Pioneer, our name is our mission, and what's next happens here.
grain bids from Elsevia Co-op to Rand, cash and October corn 351, new crop 356, cash beans 926, October 926, new crop 938. Big River Resources, Boyceville, cash corn 368, October 361, new crop 361. Pilgrim's Pride, Arcadia, cash corn 358, October 363. Synergy Co-op, Elk Mound, cash and new crop corn 351, cash beans 955, new crop 935. Allied Cooperative Blair, cash and new crop corn 356, cash beans 949, new crop 931. At Red Wing Grains, cash corn 366, new crop 362, cash beans 950, new crop 946. Meyer Brothers Grain, Elk Mound, cash corn 346, new crop 354, cash beans 960, new crop 942. Cattle markets from Equity, beef fed cattle 175 to 189, Holstein fed cattle 155 to 179, market cows 104 to 136, bulls 138 to 160, calves 250 to 860, beef steers 190 to 282, Holstein steers 140 to 232. Sheep markets from Equity, market lambs 185 and down, light lambs 230 and down, ewes 120 and down, and goat markets, does 180 and down, bucks 180 and down. Meanwhile, at Zumbrota, finished beef steers 179 to 187.50, finished beef heifers 179 to 187.50, finished dairy steers 170 to 179, market cows 106 to 121, market bulls 123 to 163. Hog markets from Zumbrota, market hogs 61 to 90, light sows 59 to 63.50, heavy sows 58.50 to 66.50, boars 20 to 30. That is a check of markets. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
DQ presents the sound of BOGO free Blizzard treats in the DQ app. It's the sound of downloading the DQ app, redeeming the sweetest BOGO free Blizzard deal, telling all your friends, and heading to DQ for BOGO free any size Blizzard treats, only in the DQ app for a limited time. Download it today. At participating locations, limitations apply. DQ. Happy tastes good.
Is this house a good price compared to others in the area? Are prices going up or down? If I don't make an offer right this very moment, will I miss my chance? These are just some of the questions a home buyer might ask. And these are the sorts of questions an agent who is a realtor can help answer. Because realtors have the expertise, data, and access to specialty training to help you navigate the process of buying a home. They provide support, guidance, and have your back every step of the way. That's what realtors do, because that's who we are. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
warm summer's evening. On a train bound for nowhere, I met up with a gambler. We were both too tired to sleep, so we took turns of staring out the window at the darkness till boredom overtook us. And he began to speak. He said, "Son, I've made a life out of reading people's faces and knowing what the cards were by the way they held their eyes. So if you don't mind my saying, I can see you're out of aces. For a taste of your whiskey, I'll give you some advice." So I handed him my bottle, and he drank down my last swallow. Then he bummed a cigarette and asked me for a light. And the night got deathly quiet, and his face lost all expression. Said, "If you're gonna play the game, boy, you gotta learn to play it right. You got to know when to hold up, know when to fold up, know when to walk away, and know when to run. You never count your money when you're sitting at the table. There'll be time enough for counting when the dealing's done." Every gambler knows that the secret to surviving is knowing what to throw away, knowing what to keep. 'Cause every hand's a winner and every hand's a loser, and the best that you can hope for is to die in your sleep. And when he finished speaking, he turned back toward the window, crushed out his cigarette, faded off to sleep. And somewhere in the darkness, the gambler, he broke even. But in his final words, I found an ace that I could keep. You got to know when to hold up, know when to fold up, know when to walk away, and know when to run. You never count your money when you're sitting at the table. There'll be time enough for counting when the dealing's done. You got to know when to hold up,
when to hold up,
know when to fold up,
when to fold up,
know when to walk away, and know when to run. You never count your money when you're sitting at the table. There'll be time enough for counting when the dealing's done. You got to know when to hold up, know when to fold up, know when to walk away, and know when to run. You never count your money when you're sitting at the table. There'll be time enough to count when the deal is done.
Go Elmwood Plum City Wolves. From all of us at Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
They said change your clothes. She said no, I won't. They said comb your hair. She said some kids don't. Dreams went up in smoke. They said you can't leave. She said yes I will. They said don't see him. She said his name is Bill. She's on a roll and it's all uphill. She's a wild one with an angel's face. She's a woman child in a state of grace. When she was 3 years old on her daddy's knee, he said you can be Satan's time. She thinks they're too old. They think she's too young. The battle lines are clearly drawn. She's a wild one with an angel's face. She's a woman child in a state of grace. When she was 3 years old on her daddy's knee, he said you can be anything you wanna be.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. This is the WRDN Morning Farm Report. I'm Brian Winnekins. The National Dairy Council is partnering up with the School Nutrition Association to get students eating lunch. Chad Smith has more.
The National Dairy Council was founded by America's farm families and funded by the National Dairy Checkoff. Katie Bombacht, Vice President of Nutrition Affairs for the National Dairy Council, says the NDC has championed child nutrition for over 100 years. The council is partnering with the School Nutrition Association to get more kids in the lunchroom.
Coming out of COVID, we heard a lot from school nutrition professionals who, by the way, work tirelessly to feed 29 million students every day. But we heard from them that they need help. They need help in promoting the importance of school meals and nourishing students and addressing food and nutrition insecurity. Because in addition to their daily requirements and putting a meal out for children, they also have to manage the regulatory requirements and often lack the time or expertise to build out a marketing campaign.
The two organizations launched a campaign to promote the importance and benefits of school meals and good nutrition for kids.
A little more than a year ago, SNA, in partnership with NDC, launched the Made with School Lunch campaign. This initiative aims to raise awareness and effectively communicate the positive impacts and benefits of nutrient-rich school meals, including dairy milk and dairy foods. And the campaign emphasizes the long-term benefits of school lunch programs through a warm, engaging message paired with very simple and memorable nutrition facts.
She talks about the campaign messaging.
The central narrative and imagery, it features a child alongside with an adult who symbolizes their future selves, hinting that they did indeed benefit from school lunch programs. But the content that we've created with SNA, it highlights dairy foods such as milk, cheese, and yogurt, along with fruits, vegetables, whole grains, and lean meats that all make up a nutritious and delicious school lunch. And this information is used to educate administrators, teachers, parents, students, and also the broader school community.
NDC has put together online resources to help school nutrition professionals get the message out about school meals and the importance of nutrition to successful learning.
We did put a strong emphasis on video content. We know in today's social channels, videos are a big hit with several folks. We wanted to develop a lot of video content. And we do have a webpage where we have all of our campaign assets that are easily downloadable. These assets include social media posts and images. We have posters in English and Spanish. And we also have a flagship video and a series of shorter videos for quicker engagement opportunities. And I do encourage folks to check out the website. It's madewithschoollunch.com to learn more.
Again, that website is madewithschoollunch.com. Chad Smith reporting.
Thanks, Chad. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Having someone you can trust with your everything is everything. At Chippewa Valley Energy, keeping you warm, keeping you cool, keeping you safe is what they do. Since 1922, when the Eau Claire Cooperative Oil Company was founded, it was to service farmers, homeowners, and businesses with necessary energy solutions. Since then, they've grown, but still offer the same great local service that they did over 100 years ago. Become and stay one of their partners with necessary energy and reliable service for your generations, your farm, your business, your family. Chippewa Valley Energy, no more. Go to ChippewaValleyEnergy.com.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit Wisconsin Soybean.
Another day of warm weather and clear skies with breezy winds are expected in our ag weather forecast. Now, it looks like a cold front will begin to move in later on tonight. Could provide some rain chances for the weekend. Partly sunny throughout the day today, highs 80 to 85. Relative humidities at 44 to 49%. Southeast winds at 5 to 10. We'll see about 6 hours of sunshine. Tonight, partly cloudy early, then becoming mostly cloudy with a 50% chance of showers and storms late. Lows 59 to 64. Relative humidities at 93 to 98%. Southeast winds at 5 to 8. A trace to 5/100ths of an inch of precipitation possible. For Saturday, mostly cloudy, a 50% chance of showers and storms. Highs 75 to 80. Relative humidities at 62 to 67%. Southeast winds at 5 to 7. We'll see about 3 hours of sunshine and a trace to 5/100ths of an inch of precipitation possible. For Sunday, mostly sunny, a slight chance of a shower, highs 80 to 85. Monday, partly sunny, a slight chance of a shower or storm, highs 80 to 85. For Tuesday, sunshine, highs 80 to 85. Wednesday, partly sunny, a slight chance of a shower, highs 80 to 85.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need, your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Durant Smokehouse has custom cut beef, pork, chicken, and more. Master Butcher Roy has custom recipes for burgers, brats, chicken, and more to make any meal a success. Try Durant Smokehouse's famous beef sticks and natural hot dogs too. Visit Durant Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durant.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need, your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Families who pass down the farm to the next generation need a good succession plan in place. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Take a good look at finances and who's interested as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Check out our full lineup of Successful Farming podcasts. The Successful Farming podcast goes in-depth into the topics that affect farmers and ranchers. The 15 Minutes with a Farmer podcast offers a quick conversation between an editor and a farmer. The SF Shorts podcast offers bite-sized interviews about agricultural topics. And the SF Daily podcast covers commodity markets, weather, and the big things happening in agriculture each morning. Search for Successful Farming wherever you download your podcasts. If you're looking for ideas and inspiration for your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. You'll receive helpful tips and information about a wide variety of seasonal topics, including pets, livestock, gardening, machinery, and more, delivered straight to your inbox twice each month. Sign up for your newsletter today at agriculture.com.
It's the dream of many farmers to have the farm passed down to the next generation. For the succession to go smoothly, you have to have a plan. Many parents struggle with how to divide everything between their children. Dave Specht is a farm succession consultant and the founder of a company called Advising Generations. He says sometimes the next generation thinks they're entitled to inheriting assets on the farm, whether they're actively involved or not. So a key question to ask is, how interested are you in inheriting the family debt on the farm?
The next generation needs to know that most of the time, these are not riskless assets, and they haven't been riskless assets for generations. So that's one of the questions I like to ask, and that's kind of a good litmus test to find out, you know, who really wants to be an owner and who understands what ownership really means.
Large farms have assets that include a lot of land, but you have to analyze whether or not the operation can financially support the goals of the retired parents and the successor. Specht says it can be even more complicated when you're trying to pass down a small farm.
Oftentimes those can just be tricky management situations because the farm or the land may have great value, but doesn't create a lot of income. And so if you spread ownership out at some point, you know, someone with a different goal than just keeping the farm and the family is going to basically push to have the farm sold. So I caution farmers to think through some of those things before they put their estate plans in concrete.
For a succession to go smoothly, he recommends putting together a team of professionals, such as an insurance advisor, accountant, lawyer, and retirement planner, who can help you implement your plans. Learn more about passing down the farm at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Go Durand Panthers. From all of us at Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
And roll back.